Todd Stapleton with News Center. We'll take a look at weather coming up. Well, snow is on the way to the area Saturday and Saturday nights. The latest update on the forecast from the National Weather Service in St. Louis says that snow is likely in the afternoon on Saturday with a high of 12. Local daytime snow accumulation would be 1 to 2 inches. Then Saturday night snow will continue with a low of 9. New snow accumulation on Saturday night of 2 to 4 inches possible. National Weather Service says in their latest report that the snowfall would begin in the afternoon on Saturday, then would likely end sometime on Sunday morning. The area under a winter storm watch through Saturday and a cold weather advisory for Saturday morning. Meanwhile, some other outlets a little less confident in that much snow reaching the area. AccuWeather.com puts out a local snowfall at just 1 to 3 inches. They also had the majority of the snow coming to the area on Sunday. With whatever amount we do get, very cold temperatures will be left afterward. We'll see a high on Sunday in the teens and a low of 0 on Sunday night. Vandalia Fire Department battled a major blaze early Wednesday that left 30 to 35 dogs dead. Vandalia Fire Chief Zach Stumbaugh says they were called out at 5:54 Wednesday morning to a structure fire in the 200 block of East 1800 Avenue with reports of a barn on fire next to a residence. Chief Stumbaugh says that upon arrival, crews found a house and barn fully involved with fire. He added the house was not occupied. Chief Stumbaugh says that the barn was used to house dogs, as the location was being used as a dog kennel. He says it is estimated that 30 to 35 dogs were killed in the barn. Chief Stumbaugh did add that there were no human injuries from the blaze. Chief Stumbaugh added that damage estimates were not available at this time, and the cause of the incident currently under investigation with the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office. Chief Stumbaugh says Vandalia Fire Department had 8 firefighters on the scene for about 4.5 hours. They were assisted by the Mulberry Grove Fire Department, Fillmore Fire Department, Coffeen Fire Department, the Fayette County Sheriff's Office, Southwestern Electric, and RuralMed EMS. Fayette County Sheriff's Office has announced retirement of their canine, Thor. In a social media post, they announced that after several years of service to Fayette County and its residents, Deputy Fritcher is retiring his canine partner, Thor, from active duty. Thor was trained in drug detection, tracking, and apprehension, and they add that he used his training well throughout his years of service alongside Deputy Fritcher. The post goes on to state that canine Thor will continue living with his longtime handler at home and will begin a new chapter as a friend and cherished pet to Deputy Fritcher and his family. The post ends by thanking canine Thor for his service to Fayette County. Two Illinois state lawmakers have introduced legislation to amend the Safety Act. Along with State Representative Wayne Rosenthal, State Representative Mike Coffey filed House Bill 4275.
What we talked about was that felonies need to be detainable, all felonies, and then we need to give more judicial discretion so that we can make our communities much, much safer.
Sangamon County State's Attorney John Millhiser joined Coffey at a press conference on Tuesday and said the bill would not be a complete overhaul of the Safety Act.
Bringing back cash bail, we don't need to do it. We just need to make sure and ensure that in our communities, those individuals that are causing crime, that are making it more dangerous, are detained.
House Bill 4275 was assigned to the Illinois House Rules Committee last week. An Illinois lawmaker slammed the state agency as, quote, incompetent after the Department of Human Services revealed it had accidentally exposed private health information of hundreds of thousands of residents on a public website and left it accessible for more than 3 years before discovering the breach. State Senator Terry Bryant said the breach and the agency's delayed public notification followed a troubling pattern of data security failures across multiple state agencies under the Pritzker administration.
I don't even think it's the first data breach.
IDHS said incorrect privacy settings exposed protected health information for more than 700 Illinois residents on an internal mapping website from 2021 until September of 2025. Although federal law requires public notification within 60 days, the agency waited 102 days to disclose the breach, a delay that Bryant called legally and ethically troubling.
They should have made people aware of this within 60 days?
Bryant questioned whether contractors played a role in the breach, noting the exposed data overlaps with a period during COVID-19 pandemic when the state awarded no-bid contracts to manage agency operations. State officials celebrating the growth of the film industry in central Illinois. Governor Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity joined local leaders yesterday at Flyover Film Studios in Rantoul. The film industry generated more than $12 million in economic activity in the Champaign County region last year alone. Officials say Flyover Film Studios has become a hub of film creation with its soundstage, standing sets, and production spaces, which are supported by universities, businesses, and residents. You've been tuned in to News on Demand here at VandaliaRadio.com. It is brought to you by Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia.